Global markets head into the new day with geopolitics once again dominating price action after a sharp escalation in tensions between the U.S. and Iran. Fresh U.S. strikes targeting Iranian missiles and drone infrastructure, coupled with Iranian threats of broader retaliation against U.S. military bases, have reignited concerns over the security of the Strait of Hormuz and global energy supplies. That has pushed a significant war risk premium back into crude oil, lifted bond yields and inflation concerns, and kept overall risk sentiment cautious, even as investors continue to assess whether the latest flare-up develops into a broader conflict or remains contained. In FX, the U.S. dollar is trading with a mixed tone after initially benefiting from safe haven demand. The greenback continues to find support against the yen as higher U.S. Treasury yields widen rate differentials, while the euro, sterling, and commodity-linked currencies have shown greater resilience as markets digest the Federal Reserve minutes alongside the geopolitical headlines. The New Zealand dollar is holding up relatively well over the past 24 hours after the RBNZ delivered a widely expected 25 basis point rate hike while maintaining a cautious inflation outlook. While the FOMC minutes leaned hawkish, they contained few major surprises and offered little to suggest a rate hike is imminent. Policymakers remained clear that persistent inflation could warrant further tightening, but also signaled a willingness to keep rates on hold should price pressures begin to ease. With markets finding no meaningful shift in the policy outlook, the reaction has been one of selling the U.S. dollar on the fact, while risk assets have drawn support as some of the recent hawkish positioning perhaps unwinds. U.S. equities managed an impressive late session recovery despite the geopolitical shock, again, perhaps as traders pare back hawkish bets post minutes. The resilience suggests investors remain willing to buy weakness in growth stocks, although higher oil prices and rising yields continue to pose a challenge for broader equity markets if tensions in the Middle East continue to escalate. Across commodities, crude oil remains the standout performer, of course, after surging on fears of supply disruptions through the Strait of Hormuz. The prospect of further military action and continued threats to shipping are likely to keep energy markets highly sensitive to incoming headlines. Looking ahead, markets will continue to monitor developments out of the Middle East for signs of further escalation or de-escalation, while attention also turns to another round of central bank commentary and incoming macroeconomic data for clues on whether the recent hawkish repricing of Federal Reserve expectations has run its course or has further room to run. That's all for now.